Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, hi there, all my friends, all of you that send your emails through the week and that call and leave me all these nice messages. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in one more Saturday again at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to the Dr. Cupertino Show. Hour for power. Yes, we say that because it takes 30 minutes to get ready. And 30 minutes after you hear what that said the Lord. But you know our routine. So if you're listening under the sound of my voice, it's time to bow your head. And I got mine covered in case there's some ministers and pastors aboard. You know, if you do right by God, God will do right by you. Sooner or later, He will do that. Father God in heaven, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We come to you in the only way that we know how. With a humbled heart and bowed head and a soul and personality that only has its being and movement because you live. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to even get up, to sit down, to listen to the words of wisdom coming from your spirit. Father, we love you. We can't get along without you. We tried, we failed. Did all those things we thought we were big enough to do, and now here we are. Sitting at your feet, God bless us, keep us, and hold us in everything that belongs to us. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, hallelujah, and let us all say amen, and amen, and amen. You know, people are going to and fro, especially here on the West Coast, because guess what? They're saying, uh-oh, Halloween, Halloween time. I'm going to put that costume on, I'm going to put that mask on. And I'm going to walk tall, might even walk short, but I'm getting up because I'm going to get out here. And I'm going to join in with the revelry, and I'm going to try and frighten whomsoever. But most of all, I'm going to get down and have a good time in whatever form that I'm coming out. Well, we have a lesson here, a real Halloween lesson that is going to help you get out of that mask. You might be going around saying, you know, I'm the one in the mask. This is really who I am. But we're going to learn this morning what God really thinks about that. We aren't going into the Halloween essence of, well, is it good? Is it bad? What is it about? You know what it's about. It's about a worship of none other than Satan himself. Cut and dry. We're not pulling any punches here on the show. So we want you to hear a real Halloween blowout through Scripture and learn how to let go and get out of the way of the one who is destined to bring real fear and judiciary measures upon those that do not know the name of the God of the universe. And of course, those who's walking around, you know, big time, hey, I'm this, I'm that, without a mask. You know, they just come on out. It came out. They're still walking out to say, I'm bigger than God, and whatever he's about has no hold on me. Well, that's not true. And it's not true because, you know, when a person wants to cut some corners, when they want to get out of doing something that's right, when they want to get out of being whom they were called to be in God, and even in the face of man, you know what happens? They're walking around in a self-made mask. They're hiding who they really are. They are really not coming out in the way that God would have them come out. God has always said, return to me, and I'm going to return to you. And now it's time for us to, hey, get out of that mask element and go for God for real. How do you do that? Well, number one, you have to petition God. You have to let God know that you're tired of walking about a fake and a phony. Yes, I said that. It's time to tell God, I'm tired of being a liar. I am just tired of the circumstances that I found myself in. And I know why, because I've left you as my first love. God is expecting us to come to him in spirit and in truth and ask for his help to come out of any mask-like attitude or personality that does not serve him. Jesus Christ himself said, I and the Father are one. He mirrored the Father. He said, I came down from above to do just so, and that is to redeem a race that because of sin and damnation by ancestors long ago, here they are, here I am, here we are. So we've got to make sure that in all of our getting, we get an understanding that God and God alone is there waiting to help us out of a mask-like behavior. You know, even your enemy don't want to see a fake and a phony. You know, but if you get right before foes and enemies, the Bible says he will make them to become your footstool. So it doesn't serve any of us at all if we're walking about pretending to be something that we're not outside of the will of God. Get out of the mask. As a matter of fact, take it off right now. You don't have to wait until nightfall. Take it off right now. Let God know that you are sick and tired, and you're tired and sick of going around, stepping outside of his will. Hasn't gotten you anything, has not benefited you in any way. What you portray to the world, that's not really you anyway. God created you for purpose with dignity. All of the morning stars clapped their hands and said everything that God had done, his creations, his creative spirits, all of that. They clapped and said, this is good, this is beautiful, this is wonderful. You were included in that mix. Get out of that mask. Hasn't done you any good. And those that are real have already seen through it. Those that really know how this thing works, hey, hallelujah, they already know what time of day it is. Come up out of that. You know what? Another way that you can show God that, hey, you know, I'm sick of me. I want to get up out of whatever I'm in right now. We're going to surpass a mask and say we need to put on the Christ-like personality of his son, none other than Christ Jesus. Yes, he came down from above, the 42 generations. Yes, he walked amongst mean men. I bet you they didn't have a mask on. Yes, he went all the way to Golgotha, the place of the skull. Yes, he hung there. Yes, he bled there, and he died. He said, it is finished. And that's what we need to tell God. We've been faking it. You know, that slogan, fake it until you make it. We've been doing that. Nothing good has come from that. Yeah, you can fake it till you make it, but what if you never make it? And then if you make it to where you should not be, ay, 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 what do you have? What do you have? You have nothing. How can the angels know how to bless and who to bless walking around in a mask? You ain't got no time. I don't have no time to run around trying to say, trick, treat, hey, it ain't me, but it is me. We don't have that kind of time. We made God a promise. I know some of us did, that I'm going to follow you all the way. When he drug us out of some of the most horrific circumstances, some that we didn't even know how we got in, thinking we were all big shots, big people, broken and hurt, filled with traumatic hurt. Didn't do us any good to continue walking outside of God. And when we were standing there, crawling there, lying there, through the night, in the night, I don't know, in the night light, and we said, God, you know what? I'm sick of this. I don't know how to get out of it, but I'm sick of it. And God heard you crying there in midnight hour, reached out his hand, and you took it. Hey, it's time to return back to that love by making up your mind you're going to do good works. But how are you going to do good works hid behind a mask? I'm telling you, even from a distance, your vibrations are felt. The person that you were born to be is always screaming out, saying, Abba, Father. He's not only a God of second chances. He just is a God like no other God. He doesn't have to keep count of a second chance, a third chance, a fourth chance. He just is. The songster says, he really is. He is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. So we got to get back in where we came from, where we know we need to fit in, take off the mask. Ain't done you no good. Has not done you any good. Has never done you any good. You know what it has done? It's kept you from your own reality. It's kept you from reaching out to take hold of your own destiny. That mask has kept you from a lot of opportunities that God has laid before you, that God has put on that table. But because, you know, you have those wicked friends, you know, you got to get down in that mask, because you got enemies telling you left and right. You know, they might want that head, that pipe, might want a shot up a heroin. They might have the best cocaine. But I'm going to tell you something. You've got to ingest that, take that. You got to hold your hand up to something that's not really real. You got to keep that mask on at all times, outside of the will of God. Come up out of it. Tell your friends this is a new way of me celebrating or falling behind the fools, walking about in the name and for the name of Halloween. Satan ain't thinking about you. He don't even need you. He got some powerful forces. Some of them you would never meet except watching them on a stage prancing around, singing something crazy. I'm telling you something. You don't want that. I'm not putting out any smoke signals against any entertainer. I could, but I will not. But I will say this much. When the midnight hour comes about and you're laying there all by yourself, I don't care how much riches around you. I don't care what you have around you. I don't care what you're planning to buy or something that you're hoping to receive from some friend. Let me tell you something. You're not really the real you anyway. Behind the mask. Come on up out of there. Give God a chance. He's given you a chance. But now let me stretch out on something else that's very important. When a person has to pick up a mask, I don't care if it's not for Halloween or other, when they have to hide behind who they really are not, when they have to stand before people with a mask on, even if it's not the literal mask, you don't get much done. They don't get much done because they're not walking in the will of God and of the purpose that he has created them for. At the time of conception, mommy, daddy had something in mind, or they would not have been laying there together. They had something in mind. They might not have had you in mind. You might say, oh, you know what? I was a mistake. She never wanted me. My daddy never stayed with me. All of that is of no consequence. You know why it's of no consequence? They were just the tools to bring you through. That's all. God had a purpose. No mask in the womb. There was nothing to be masked at conception. Nothing, nothing, nothing at all. He had something for you to do. And it was not to come up out of your conceptive mode and decide sooner or later that you were going to have to, for whatever reason, walk around in a mask. That is not the case. That is not the case. No, no, no. That is not the case. God is expecting wholeness and goodness. He's expecting you to do just what he asks you to do in spirit and in truth. And I'm so happy to report that there's about 9 people listening to this show in person live because they said, you know what, doctor, you are just someone that God has called for times such as this. And we are told to stand by you at all cost, to be at your beck and call at all cost, because you're doing a great work, you're doing a great job, and we want to support that. And you know how you can support the Dr. Cupertino show? Living the life God has asked you for. Living the life God has asked you to do. Living the life that God has stated you ought to live at all times. And everyone here is bowing their head. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, when you take that mask off, God is going to put the right people in your life, the right friendships, the right relationships, the right relatives, because you're going to need help. You know, if you put that mask on and the satanic forces that be has said, you know what, I have grabbed you for myself, I want to use you, I'm going to use you, you better be careful. It's going to take all the help in the world. And above all, God's Holy Spirit. Now many are saying, well, doctor, look, this is a season that I have waited for. This is a season that I've waited on. And you know, I'm going to step out there. I'm going to be the biggest ghoul in the universe. Well, let me tell you something. You're wasting your time. God had need of thee. God had need of your personality and the purpose that he brought you forth for. It doesn't matter what mommy says. Doesn't matter what daddy says. You know what God has called you for, and that's to be a holy, 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 holy vessel for His will and purpose. You're not going to be happy outside of His will. You know how I know? Because you've tried that. You've been able to run to and fro, do what you want to do, eat what you want to eat, purpose in your heart what you want to do, but look at you. Most of everyone outside of the will of God is a mess. Those that are not a mess, they're on their way. Just keep living. God has said, my word is not going to return to me void. What I have put out there, what I have said, and what I have purposed, it's going to come to pass. Let's not get it twisted. He's been there all along. He's watched you. He's watched you portray phoniness. He's watched you walk in unhappiness because you are living, walking fake. Remember, we just spoke about this. Fake it till you make it. Cut it out. Cut it out. Ask God, ask the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus to help you, me, all of us, get out from under the mask. We've lived it too long. Even Satan himself don't want you behind the mask. Really, he doesn't. Satan now, the satanic energy that's engulfed the earth, Satan is saying, you got to come to me, you got to get down, you got to get right. I'm getting ready to use another wrecking ball to bring down some of God's children. Satan cannot use you like that. Throw your heart and your hands around the Holy Ghost of God, His Holy Spirit. Ask the Savior to help you. The word says that any who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You need salvation. You need to come up out of that mess. You need salvation. You need to, as my daddy used to say, go back and get on where you got off. That first love. You know, I told someone this week, no one comes out of the womb and decided two or three that they're getting ready to kill. No one comes out and at five years old and said, you know, I made up my mind, I'm going to bomb America. No one at seven decides, you know what, I'm going to slit three throats before sundown. No one decides that like that. No, they do not. Look at the happiness of children. Look at how they go about even forgiving the enemy right there on the spot. Any offenses. Look at them. Look at them. That's not the case. So whatever circumstances you have found yourself in, whoever you decide you want to blame for your lot in life because you chose to go around to fake it until you make it, hey, 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 listen. Tell God I'm sorry. Tell Him I'm not going to move. I'm going to sit here until you bring me through. I'm going to sit right here until you bring me out. I'm going to stand right here until I see a change. I might not can take that mask off all by myself. Friends may not be able to help me. But I put it on. Hallelujah, God. I need your strength to take it off. I need your loving hands to take it off. You've said in your word, oh, my God, God is love. Now I need you. Love. Love will bring me through. I need you. I've hid from everybody. I've done things, God, behind this mask that I would not even dare to repeat. But because you live, because He's still there, you're giving me this opportunity to stop being a fool. You know, they said, a damn fool. You're giving me an opportunity now. Those days are long gone when some of us might say, you know what, well, I'm going to play the field. You know, I'm going to live this kind of life. I'm going to drink all the whiskey I can drink. I'm going to shoot that dope here and there and there. I mean, man, it's some practices. Oh, God, have mercy. That you would not believe. You can't. You could not master them all. You probably wouldn't have time to master them all. If you're talking about trying to be great in a sinful, sunken world, drugged out, pathetic world. Get with God while you can. He says, return to me, and I'm return to you. Get to God while it's still day. He's still there. You've opened your eyes up to a universe of light. You didn't do that. You didn't call yourself out of a deep sleep. God did. God is. Hallelujah. He's there to help you come up from up out of that mask. Ain't done you no good. Might be sitting there broke, busted, and disgusted. Ain't done you no good. Ain't done you no good. You done been over there. That ain't done you no good. You've been running over there. That ain't done you no good. You've been in the best of company, the worst of friends. My God, my God, my God. How can that happen? How can the dual polarity in this universe work for anyone? Let me tell you something. Order of the day. God first, his son second. Man, take your pick. But let me tell you something. The day of judgment is coming. Some have said, oh, it's even now. God has looked and he has booked and he has tracked the footsteps of those in need of redemption. He found me. He found Dr. Cupertino. Oh, I thought it was all that and more. Oh, I thought it was so beautiful. Oh, I thought it was so wise. I thought it was so brilliant. Oh, my God, well-traveled, could go everywhere and speak every language. Ooh, ooh la la, my God, my God, my God. He showed me. You're nothing. Look at you. Look at what you have come to. But God heard a contrite spirit, and he can hear even yours. He knows what he has in store for you to do. I don't care if you're listening in from the jail cell, from prison. I don't care if you're on the street corner right now. I don't care if you got three Johns you've got to meet by noon. Let me say something. You're not going to escape God. You're not going to do it. Somehow, some way, if God has called you out, you're going to know that he's called you out. And you're going to say, God, please, please put me back, put me in where I fit in. You might have tears in your eyes, even right now, doctors. I'm sitting out here on the deck now. My goodness, and my eyes even are trying to water up. God will hear you. He'll reach out for you when he knows you're serious and when he knows it's time now. Whatever you've done and whatever you were, now is the time. He's still there. He's giving you an opportunity. He's saying, whatever, wherever, whomsoever, I'm calling you now. Don't come to me in that mask. This is good Halloween news. This is the best Halloween news, the best Halloween you'll ever have. Knowing that you can come to God as you are, no matter what you've done. You know, I used to tell people in another field, you know, now look, and if you didn't kill two people, you can tell me. Tell me everything. Tell me now. If you're going to sit here and lie, I'm not going to be able to help you. But let me tell you something. You don't have to lie before God, because God has seen everything, and he knows everything. And he knows what help you need. He'll send it to you right here. He'll send you someone. Yes. And you both can call on the name and the face and the personality and the Spirit of God. He'll pull you through. He'll pull you through. You can only eat one scoop of caviar for your wives a day. Some say you can only eat one or two steaks a day. You can only put on one pair of shoes a day. You can only put on one whatever a day. It's time to get real. Ask the Holy Ghost. Ask the Savior to help you. He's not going to turn you down. He's not going to tell you to get up out of my face. You know, a human will tell you that when they're finished with you, get up out of my face. But let me tell you something. God says the harvest is great, but the workers are few. You ain't got time. You ain't got no time for that. You ain't got no time to continue walking about trying to fool somebody, trying to trick somebody. You ain't got no treats, ain't nobody know nothing about. Come on now. Come on. It's time to get real for God. He's always been real, and he's watched your every step. Now look at us. Look at you. Look at you. A miserable wreck. Look at you. Surrounded by wealth and every good thing. Whatever you want to eat, you can snap your fingers or pick up a telephone, cell phone, and have it delivered to your door. But what is that about outside of the will of God? God is saying, I have need of thee. Look at the world. Look at the shape that it's in. Look at it. Look at it. Look at them. Centuries ago, eons ago, he said to him, look at them. Dying all in a scent-like state. Make me, create me a robe of flesh. I'm stepping up on down there. Proverbs says, and the things that I was the most fond of was with the sons of men. Ooh, ooh, ooh. My goodness. And Jesus Christ came on down. He did not have to do it. He could have changed his mind. He could have got up off that cross. He did not have to stay there. He could have said, you know what? These fools ain't worth it. These clowns ain't worth it. No, 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 not one doeth any good. Nah, they're not worth it. But he stayed up there because he knew you were coming down that pipeline. You were coming down that pipeline. Hey, yay, you're coming down that pipeline. One more to glorify his name. One more to glorify his holy name. One more to say, yay, yay, yes. For God, I live. For God, I die. He knew you were coming on. And most of all, he knew you'd be a source of encouragement for someone that had lost their way and that was trying to make it back. Trying to make it back. Your mama want to see you make it back. And your mind did. Your children want to see you make it back. I know mine did. Your close whatever, whomever. I know they did. Everybody is waiting to see you get your act together. But you're not going to do it unless God is there. Unless this supernatural force. Hey, forget what you read in the newspapers. Forget about the Supreme Court decision. You and you alone have got to stand before the Creator. Your life, a living example. Okay? That's the answer. Bible says Jesus walked amongst men. He didn't get a chance to heal everybody. He healed a few for an example. You've got to be an example. And when his time came, his time was there. His time came. He said, it is finished. You need to tell the world, it is finished. I'm coming up out of this. I don't need this damn mask. I'm coming up out of this. It's finished. The world will know that you mean business. When you said that in your soul, in your heart, and you meant it. My friends here shaking their head. Yes. Tell the world, get up out of my face. Get up out of my face. It is finished. I'm finished shooting up. I'm finished prostituting myself. I'm finished. It is finished. I'm finished lying. I'm finished staying up all night long shooting heroin. It is finished. I'm tired of that. I done it all. Ain't done me no good. I'm miserable. Have mercy, God. Tell God and tell your enemies, God, thank you, Jesus, it is finished. Tune in next week to hear more from Dr. Cupertino. You guys know I love you all. Some say, Doctor, it says our power. Oh, yes, our power. You're going to need a half hour just to digest what God has said. Have mercy on us all. God bless you, my friends. Same time, next place. On the Dr. Cupertino Show. Hallelujah. He lives because he lives in you.